Welcome everybody to our Easter Day service. We all lament that we're not able to gather together, but I welcome you to this service and we'll share in Holy Communion. I'll receive that on your behalf, but I hope this can be a special time for you and perhaps remember those times where we have been able to be together. I'll be using the Second Order Holy Communion service if you'd like to follow along, if you're familiar with that. Otherwise, if you just like to listen, that'd be great. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God's kingdom now and forever.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Christ is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Let us pray together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The summary of the law from Jesus. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Jesus said, this is the great and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. Our sentence of scripture for today is taken from 1 Corinthians 5, 7 to 8. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let me lead us in the prayer of the day. Glorious Lord of life, by the mighty resurrection of your Son, you overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him. Grant that we who celebrate with joy Christ's rising from the dead may be raised from the death of sin to the life of righteousness. Through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I now invite Rosalind to come and share with us in our Easter Bible readings. Thank you.
Our first reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 34 to 43. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear. Not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. reading from Psalms, the hymn to the risen Christ. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us, so let us celebrate the feast. Not with the old leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by one man came death, by another has come also resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And a reading from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our Easter Day Gospel reading is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. For those for whom it's your practice to stand for the Gospel, I'd invite you to do that now. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. After the Sabbath, on the first day of the week, As the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee, where you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I just have a short reflection for us on our Easter Day readings. We do have to start off, though, with that Jesus had told his disciples after the Last Supper, that we remember on Maundy Thursday, on the way to the Garden of Gethsemane, that all would desert him, but that they would meet him again in Galilee. Then early this Easter morning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb, saw the angel, and heard the message that Jesus is alive and will meet his disciples in Galilee. They were to go and tell the disciples this news. They obeyed and went. Something for us to remember. And it was as they were going, as they were obeying, that Jesus appeared to them. Do not be afraid. That same message again to go to Galilee. There's no description or explanation of how this all happened, just how it was discovered. Our own story is about how we discovered Jesus for ourselves, not focusing on how it all happened, but how we discovered Jesus. Or perhaps better yet, how Jesus spoke into our own lives. Now, our Colossians reading is a great one for our current circumstances. Colossians reminds us that we now share in Jesus' resurrection life, and that our lives are to be different, focused on God, new life for us all to live. Set our minds on the things above. Isn't that the message we need at this time with all the news in the media about COVID-19, our own concerns and anxieties and frustrations? Set our minds on the things above. And that's where Easter morning has such good news for us. Not the things of earth, for we've died to these things. Now, obviously, we need to act carefully, for our actions affect others. Follow the directions we've got for other people's well-being. But keep our focus on Jesus. Keep our focus on things above. The victory through Jesus. And let that transform our lives, to enable us to work through these difficult times, our disappointments, and perhaps to share God's good news with others. Our Acts reading tells us new life may be very different to how we were before. For Peter, it was quite confronting in some ways, and it was that people of all nations could receive forgiveness through Jesus. They did not have to become Jews first and live out the Old Testament law, and that was Peter's understanding initially until God helped him to see things differently. It was new life for all through Jesus' death on the cross. And this is still the message. It's available to everyone. Today, we can revel in the celebration. Jesus is raised from the dead. We had Jesus' passion. There were no surprises. It was actually Jesus' submission for us. It's the new covenant, the new Passover, Jesus fulfilling what happened in Egypt. Jesus fulfills and replaces the temple sacrifices. And Jesus paid the penalty for our sins on the cross. In our Good Friday readings, we had the price is paid. It is finished. What does it all mean? Well, Jesus still changes lives now and can for each of us as we believe. But like the Marys going to the tomb, it takes us to obey, to do. And then Jesus appeared to them. May we be people who will obey what Jesus wants us to do, to worship him. And what a great day to do it. Jesus is alive, died for our sins, providing restored relationship with God. New life, a changed life. It's for us to take it, to live it, to love God and others. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. For those familiar with the prayer book, we'll now share in the creed together. Let us together affirm the faith of the Church. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit in the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who is worshipped with the Father and the Son, who is worshipped and glorified, who is spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. I'll now share in a prayer for us with the COVID-19 prayer. Let us pray. May we who are merely inconvenienced remember those whose lives are at stake. May we who have no risk factors remember those who are most vulnerable. May we who have the luxury of working from home remember those who must choose between preserving their health or making their rent. May we who have the flexibility to care for our own children when their schools close remember those who have no options. May we who may well have cancelled our trips remember those who have no safe place to go. May we who are losing our margin money in the economic market remember those who have no margin at all. May we who settle in for a quarantine at home remember those who have no home. As fear grips our country, let us choose God's love. During this time when we cannot physically wrap our arms around each other, let us find ways to be in the loving embrace of God and to share his love with our neighbours. Amen. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We'll share now in the time of confession. God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy, welcoming sinners and inviting them to the Lord's table. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, confident in God's forgiveness. Merciful God, our Maker and our Judge, we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. We repent and are sorry for all our sins. Father, forgive us. Strengthen us to love and obey you in newness of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who has promised forgiveness to all who turn to him in faith, pardon you and set you free from all your sins. Strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We'll now prepare to receive Holy Communion together. Let us join together in our thanksgiving prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
All glory and honour be yours always and everywhere, mighty Creator, ever-living God. We give you thanks and praise for your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who by the power of your Spirit was born of Mary and lived as one of us. By his death on the cross, he offered the one true sacrifice for sin and obtained an eternal deliverance for his people. And now we give you thanks that you raised him to life triumphant and exalted him in glory. By his victory over death, the reign of sin has ended. A new day has dawned. A broken world is restored, and we are made whole once more. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim the great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Merciful God, we thank you for these gifts of your creation, this bread and wine. And we pray that by your word and Holy Spirit, we who eat and drink them may be partakers of Christ's body and blood. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After supper, he took the cup and again, giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Therefore, we do as our Saviour has commanded, proclaiming his offering of himself, made once for all upon the cross, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. And looking for his coming again, we celebrate with this bread and this cup his one perfect and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Renew us by your Holy Spirit. Unite us in the body of your Son. And bring us with all your people into the joy of your eternal kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord, with whom and in whom, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, Father, in songs of never-ending praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Come, let us take this holy sacrament of the body and blood of Christ, in remembrance that he died for us, and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep me in eternal life. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. the blood of Christ, keep me in eternal life. Eternal God, giver of life, in the breaking of the bread we know the risen Lord. May we who celebrate this holy feast walk in his risen light and bring new life to all creation. Father, we offer ourselves to you as a living sacrifice through Jesus Christ our Lord. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Let me conclude our time of celebration of Christ's resurrection and the reminder of new life with the blessing. May Christ, who out of defeat brings new hope and a new future, fill you with his new life, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Well, I hope our service for Easter morning is helpful for you. It's certainly a great pity that we're not able to join together for worship at the moment, but we look forward to the time that we can be together again. Please be assured of the prayers from my family to your family, and whatever circumstances you're in, know of God's love for you, his care for you. And if myself or any others in the parish can be of help to you, please ring. I hope to make these videos each week for our Sunday worship now, and also audio recordings for those who are not able to get the video recordings as well. So please be assured of our prayers and our support. And if there's others who perhaps may have missed out on knowing what's going on at the moment, please pass on that we've got these resources now, and let's continue to care for one another as Christ would want us to. Please go in God's peace. Thank you.